Texte numéro 35. Dream job or passion trap? At 25, Andrew was soaring up the career ladder as a pastry chef at a Michelin-starred restaurant in Scotland. He was in a role that he had worked towards and wanted for years. But at the height of his career, working in his dream job, he quit. He'd walked away, not just from the job he'd worked so hard for, but from the whole hospitality industry. The tipping point came when he realised none of the exhausting work required was worth it. From 19 to 25, I just sort of sacrificed, he says. Everyone else was out having a great time, and I was basically a slave in the kitchen. Throughout his career, he realised, he had felt overworked, underappreciated, and underpaid. Most workers have always hoped for roles that coincide with their interests and passions. Swapping the office grind for that longed-for job in a bakery or fun role at a video game company sounds like a no-brainer. Yet this do-what-you-love narrative comes with drawbacks. Many people find that their dream jobs require more work under worse conditions. Others discover that the industries they idolise trade on workers' passions to keep pay low. In the face of these pressures, some workers find themselves asking whether the dream job is really worth it after all. These days, more than ever, the idea that happiness and success are linked to working in a cool job is omnipresent. But career redirections to get a dream job may not always work out as people hope, particularly if employers take advantage of their workers' passions. Employees who love their job or really value their work are willing to put up with harsher conditions than others, such as non-standard working hours or low pay, says Laura Gjerge, a professor of behavioural science. And to some extent, the employers might know this and thus ask those dedicated and passionate employees to take on additional work or abide by dreadful conditions. This practice of passion exploitation is particularly prominent in creative industries in the UK, where most jobs, such as journalist, fashion stylist, musician and game designer, fall below the annual average salary. Andrew says he recognised this phenomenon from the start in the hospitality sector. When I started, my ambition was to get that Michelin-starred level, he says. So I decided that the money didn't matter, which obviously it does. This initial disregard for financial security is something career coach Eleanor Tweddle sees often among her clients who are looking for a more fulfilling job. It's often an attitude she has to coach them out of. We do actually work for money, she says. There's no shame in that. Most of us work because we need the money. Adapted from the BBC, October 2022.